The epistle reading, which I will be preaching from this morning, comes from the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, picking up with the 11th verse. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of His glory. In Him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people, to the praise of God's glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in all of my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. It is a great day and glorious indeed here in the house of the Lord this morning. All Saints is my favorite Sunday as we come to give thanks and remember the lives of those whom Carlisle Marnie called our balcony people. Those who have gone up to the balcony on high and watch down upon us here below. Or as my great aunt Anita Bass used to say, those who've transferred their membership for the very last time. But though they have gone on, they leave behind to us a great, great legacy. A gift to us which the writer of the book of Ephesians calls the gift of our inheritance in the saints. I was captivated by that text this morning because just recently Irie and I renewed our wills and gave some consideration to what our children will inherit after we're gone. We do hope that is a long ways off. We're still, I think, relatively young and healthy in spite of what our children think of us. We hope that we still have many miles to go before we sleep. Yet nevertheless, we are thinking, and responsibly so, about our own wills and about their inheritance. And yet the thought occurs to me that beyond all of the earthly goods, house, and cars, bank accounts, insurance policies, watches, necklaces, special family dishware, and boxes upon boxes of books upon books, one of these days it will all be yours, Gabby. The most lasting inheritance that we will leave behind to them, we are already, I pray, imparting. Kindness, acceptance, belonging, deep, deep belonging, compassion, forgiveness, resilience, faith, hope, love, these things, the greatest is love. That is what I pray the very most that we passed on to them. Christ and the things of Christ. And it is what I am most grateful for having received myself from the saints who have gone before, my inheritance passed on from them from generation unto generation, century unto century, by people who are mostly lost to history now, but whose kindness and ministry in Christ make up that great cloud of witnesses which we give thanks for today. Think on all of that has been left behind to us by these balcony people here at Broadway. The church and its legacy. This sanctuary in all of its beauty. In my study, there is a booklet about all of the windows in this room and the names of the families and individuals and Sunday school classes who gave them. This is their legacy. Yes, their names are now mostly forgotten, but the windows remain. Symbols of our inheritance in the saints, mostly long past and long forgotten, yet who under the rays of their own day's sun kept the faith and carried it on. We began the service this morning, as we always do on All Saints Sunday, with that great singing of the great magisterial hymn, For All the Saints. The tune by Ralph Vaughan Williams is entitled Sine Nomine, which means without name. Perhaps a reference to all of the saints whose names are now lost, except to God, and for a time, us too. These are the ones who taught us Sunday school, or math, or directed us in music, counseled us through hard times, met and folded clothes with us in the community center, set tables beside us at the agape meal, paid our way to visit colleges and seminaries, brought donuts for our children every Sunday morning, and prayed for us every Tuesday morning as well. and kept the light alive in this church during some of the darkest days of this neighborhood, in this country, in this world, since 1882. Sine nomine, their names are largely unknown now, but they are remembered at least for a time by us, and they are forever remembered by God. For the Bible says that not even a sparrow falls from the sky to the ground without God paying attention and taking note. And how much more valuable are all of these saints than many, many sparrows? The scriptures say of the saints that their deeds follow them. Their deeds follow them into heaven, and they live on in us through and throughout this earth. Thanks be to God. They do live on. And we take the inheritance that was passed down from one generation unto the other, and we pass it then to the next. This is what Paul meant when he told Timothy that the same faith that was in his grandmother, Lois, and in his mother, Eunice, was now also in him. The same faith that was in Abraham and Sarah is also in us. The same faith that was in Paul and in Peter and in Timothy is also in us. And the same faith that was in Asako Cosby and Mary Hyatt and Patty Woolley is now also in us as well. Asako, Mary, and Patty. It is hard for me to imagine losing all three of those in the same year. I mean, I have to wonder, who's going to tell the preacher how to run the church now? Some of you who know those ladies know what I'm talking about. But the same faith that was in them is, I'm sure, also in others as well. Thanks be to God. And what a gift these beloved saints have given unto us. And what a legacy they leave behind. They have imparted unto us this church, and they have imparted unto us this faith, and now it is ours to keep. This is our inheritance to receive and to pass along, and it is an honor to receive it in their trust. We're in stewardship season now, and we are asking for commitments to next year's budget, and we are also, with your permission, soon to begin what we are calling a legacy society, where we will ask members of Broadway to remember their church in their wills. Irie and I remembered our church in ours. This place and Duke University, where we met, We won't have a lot, I don't think. But we will have something. And we will leave something. We were blessed, and we want to be a blessing unto others. We received an inheritance. And we want to give an inheritance as well. God gave the Holy Spirit, Paul said, as a pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people. We give a pledge in gratitude for all that has been given to our generation and in anticipation of all that will be done in the next generation. We pass it down. We pass it down. The church, the faith, the mantle. By now, 5 years into my pastorate, many of you, heard some of my stories more than once. Some, the very best, you'll never hear at all. One I know that I've mentioned before is about the meaning of this stole which I wear every All Saints Sunday and also on Easter. I received it by way of an old Methodist minister named Ted Dotts, who was a great, great mentor in my life and one of the most priestly and also prophetic pastors I've ever met. In fact, Ted was headed to be a bishop in the United Methodist Church before he started preaching integration of the races in the 1960s and inclusion of the gays in the 1970s. Not a great platform if you want to get elected bishop in West Texas. By the time I met him, he had retired from the House of Wesley and had become a teacher and pastor at our Baptist church, where he continued his prophetic ministry among us and opened my horizon to see more broadly a whole new psychological and theological realization. When it came time for me to go to seminary, I met with Ted over lunch, and I told him which seminaries I was thinking of. He looked at me with this sort of quizzical eyebrow that went up and suggested that maybe I consider another school, like maybe a Methodist one, Duke. So, as I said a moment ago, that's where Irie and I met, and that means our children owe a whole lot to that one Methodist eyebrow. When he came down with cancer, Ted showed us what many in this past year have showed us how to face death with dignity and with courage, a living embodiment of the hope that we have, that death is not the end, but a doorway into a whole nother life, and life eternal. After he died, Ted's wife, Betty, invited me over and gave me a pick of Ted's stoles. No holier relic have I in all of my earthly possessions. When the chariot came for Elijah, his mantle fell upon Elisha. It was his inheritance. It was his mantle to wear now. He would fight the good fight. He would keep the faith. He would continue the course. And the mantle falls from one generation unto the next. The Holy Spirit calls from one century of saints unto the next. And the inheritance which we have received in Christ from those born at the beginning of the last century was passed on to us, and we will pass it on to those who will die in the next. That's legacy. And the same faith that was in Ted and in Lois and in Eunice and Asako and Mary and Patty and Dorothy and LaVon and Butch and all of the rest is also in us. We received the mantle from them, and we wear it today. And God willing, we will pass it on tomorrow. This is the will of God. The inheritance we've received from all of the saints past, and the hope that we have for all of the saints that are yet to come. Sine nomine, without name. So then, let us end where we began, with the prayer of the Apostle Paul, asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that the eyes of our hearts be opened, and we come to know what is the hope to which we've been called, and what are the riches of our glorious inheritance in all of these saints. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God and Mother of us all, and together then, all of God's saints do say, amen and amen.